You have to be prepared for just about anything when reporting a breaking story like a hurricane, but NPR's Carrie Kahn tells us in her reporter's notebook she wasn't quite ready for a helicopter ride over Texas in the aftermath of Hurricane Ike.
I thought I was going on a short 45-minute ride with the Coast Guard to survey damage along the Texas coast. But after arriving at Houston's Ellington Airfield, two other reporters and I were told that flight time would be 4.5 hours and that we were headed offshore to inspect oil rigs and platforms in the Gulf. Ever since I was a kid, I've been plagued by terrible motion sickness. I can't tell you how many family road trips I've ruined. But it's not every day you get to fly in a huge Coast Guard Jayhawk helicopter. And immediately after Ike slammed into Galveston, it was impossible to report on damage in some of the harder hit areas. I really wanted to go. Then Coast Guard Officer Paul LaRouche launched into what he said was a safety briefing.
I just want to go over the crash position for this seat.
So you said the crash position.
Yes, I did. We're not going to crash, don't worry.
I laughed along with him, but my empty stomach was starting to churn. I walked over to the pilot and I said, I should tell you that I get airsick. He didn't laugh. In fact, he said in a rather stern way that if I were to get sick, they would have to abort the mission. At that point, the two other reporters shot me dirty looks. Well, I shrugged and said, no problem, I'd be fine. And at takeoff, I was. Even in flight, I was able to look out the open door and witness Ike's wrath. But as we took a sharp turn and left the shoreline, I knew I was in trouble. Within minutes, we reached the first oil rig. To give inspectors on board a good view, the pilot circled the structure a few times, then turned straight into the wind and hovered. Needless to say, by the second rig, somewhere between the circling and the hovering, I was in a panic. I'll spare all the details. But despite the pilot's threat, the mission was not aborted, and everyone was more than happy to let me lie down for the next 3 hours of flight. By the time we landed, the sun had set and a beautiful full orange moon was rising in the east. I took all the jabs and jokes the crew dished out with a queasy smile, and I was just happy that the drive back to Houston was long so I could recover enough to write about the real story, Ike's devastating fury.
NPR's Carrie Kahn.